Imbradezoteya, every mental health issue is arrested tonight. Those voices are silenced. Those familiar spirits, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I rebuke you. Get out. Out of that life. Out of that family. And return no more. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, tumors are disappearing. They have disappeared. Growth disappeared. Lungs disappeared. Blind eyes open. Deaf ears open. Dumb mouth and tongue be unleashed now. Open up. Thank you for corrective surgeries. Thank you. Bone to bones, bone to bones. Iparadesha, healing of dislocations. Healing of dislocations, healing of fractures. Iparade kalaba, deformities, deformities. Deformed parts of the body have been made every bit whole. Ikaledosateya. Lebrega pareketo, libregetosha, lebragabata. Pain, go! Every kind of pain. Spinal cord issues, you are healed. Everyone paralyzed, you stand up. Everyone in wheelchair is your time. Every barren man, every barren woman, you are Katesha, you are healed. Those sperm cells come alive. Those sperm count increase, multiply. Sperm motility multiply, increase, 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 increase. From the womb, the fallopian tube, the uterus, the kalados shagataya, be healed, be healed, be healed. Your ovulation is now normalized in the name of Jesus. Iparadesha, that torment, whenever you're menstruating, it has ceased, it has ceased. Hormonal imbalance, be balanced in the name of Jesus. The Lord is speaking to me. There is a special anointing. Anyone here with blood disease and any kind of blood disease, you are cleansed. You are healed. Who is that person that has been having an issue of blood? People never knew. People never knew. You are healed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Begin to give him praise. Something awesome is happening. Oh, did you hear what the Lord is saying? Close doors. Ephata! Be open! Close destinies. Ephata! Close ministries. Ephata! In the name of Jesus. Close minds. Ephata! Be open! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When I tell you to give God praise, because there is no schedule to this, is as the Holy Spirit moves. When I tell you to praise, praise with all your heart. Praise as an offering of sacrifice, a sacrifice to God. Praise with intensity, with fire in your heart. You praise. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Change this young man. Take him to somewhere else. Yes, give him a seat somewhere else. Get me someone on fire there. Now, when I tell you to praise, praise very fast. And whatever you couldn't do before, do it now. 1, 2, go. Praise! We give you glory, Lord. We give you glory, Lord. We give you glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Welcome everyone and congratulate everyone. Make sure nobody by your side remains a stranger. To the left and to the right, make sure nobody by your side remains a stranger. Ali Brady Shataya. No movement in this moment. Please have your seat in your seat and no movement in this moment. Luke chapter 5 from verse 17. The glory of the Lord is here. Now, as the word of God is going on, some of you already have registered your testimonies. Your own miracle, your healing has already happened. You notice that what you couldn't do before, you're doing it now. Some of you may have to check where you had any form of growth and notice it's no longer there. If you had medicated glasses, there is no need for it tonight. And there will be no need for it forever. Whether it's a case of myopia, whatever, short-sightedness, long-sightedness, it doesn't matter. Just look and you notice that you're seeing what you couldn't see. And as the word of God begins to go forth, the intensity will be amplified. As the word of God goes forth, the intensity will be amplified. So watch what God is saying. Tonight is very strategic. Very important. Now, it happened on a certain day as Jesus was teaching. Just as the same Spirit of Christ is speaking through me, I speak today as the very oracle of God, not as a mere man. As I hear, I speak. that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by who had come out of every town of Galilee. We all have gathered here from different places. Many of us came from places very far from here. Some of us may have come from cities and towns far from here. People had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. Read with me the remaining one. One to go. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. I have an announcement to make today. The power of the Lord is present here today to save. If you've been struggling to know God, struggling to walk with God, struggling to serve God, it's because you've been attempting it with your own strength. It's not by might, it's not by power. Human will and human determination is too frail to maintain commitment to God. It's impossible. You may have the best intention. You may genuinely desire and love the Lord with all your heart, but it is impossible for your human will, human choices, deciding yourself, your own decision, and by your own determination, it's impossible for it to keep you. It's not possible. It is God who works in us both to will. That means it's God that enlightens our heart and strengthens our will, gives us the right desires, and then strengthens our will towards those desires. It is the same God who works in us both to will and to act, to do for His good pleasure. Only God can do that. If you've been struggling with your commitment, today you make a commitment to God. I really want to serve God. I want to be serious this year. And you keep backsliding. It's because you've been trying to do it your own way and in your own strength. It is the Lord who is able to keep us from falling. Only Him can keep us from falling, to present us before His glorious presence with exceeding joy. The Lord. Jude 24. The Lord who is able to keep us from falling is the ability of the Lord. The power of God is present here to deliver. Not just to deliver men from whatever it is that you may be bound with or bound by. Not just to deliver men from the yokes of darkness and the captivity of the devil, but to deliver you into your inheritance. Not just to deliver from, but to deliver into. There may be someone listening to me today that the devil has stirred up strife and raised a formidable enemy against you against your family. These people are mighty by the standards of men. They are formidable. They have connections. They have money. They have the wherewithal. Some of them have threatened you, threatened your family. And they have told you they will bring you down. And they're already working at it. Today, the power of God is present to bring deliverance. You will not be left as a prey in the mouth of the mighty. I decree it today. You will not be left as a prey in the mouth of the mighty. The rod of the wicked will not rest on your portion. The rod of the wicked will not rest on your lot. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The power of God is present. I don't care how long it's been and for many generations. I don't care who is responsible, a principality or certain powers, might or dominion. I don't care the name it is named by or the title it is given. In this earth, some call it generational pattern. Some say it's generational causes. Some say it's generational negativity. Some say, it doesn't matter how ancient it is. It will bow to the Ancient of Days today. Ancient doors can't keep the King of Glory out. Ancient gates can't keep the King of Glory out. The power of God is present now, right here. You're watching from any part of the world, right here, right now, to bring a mighty deliverance that will end every argument. The power of God is present here to open doors that the best of your efforts have not been able to open. Where your best fails is where grace begins. For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. The presence and the power of God is present here for divine liftings. You will not live here the same way you came. You will not live here in the same level you were when you came. You will not live here. While we were ministering by the Spirit, I heard the Lord speak, and I said it already. You are remembered. Do you know what that word does for a man? For the right person in a key position to remember you. Sometimes it's not even the director of the company. It's the secretary that places the file in the right place. Sometimes it's not mighty men. Sometimes it's strategic men. You've got to understand, this is not status. This is God at work. Somebody under the sound of my voice, by the power of God, you have entered into your next level glory. New crowns are dropping on men today. Oh, what did we do to deserve this? Nothing. He did it all. He did it all. He did everything for us to receive this. The power of God is present to heal every manner of disease, every manner of sickness, every manner of infirmity, every manner. I said all kinds.
is, whether it is mental, whether it is physical, whether it has to do with your blood, your hormones, whether it has to do with your skin, whatever it is, your bones, paralysis, the power of God is present to heal.
The power of God is present to bring clarity. The clouds of confusion, that has brought stagnation. Man so confused. What should I do? What next should I do? Then you're starting to do that. You're confused about the one you're doing. I'm not even sure if this is what I should be doing. There are people that are listening to me now. Life is as if you're mingling in a maze. Just guessing your way around. And somebody said it's risky not to take risk. I say in the matters of faith, in the matters of faith, that's the language of men. Men without the Holy Spirit. In the matters of faith, it is detrimental and destructive to take risk. In the matters of risk is taking a leap in the dark, not knowing whether it will work or not. Faith is taking a leap in the light, even if your senses is not sure, your sense and your mind is not sure. Your heart knows. God said it; it settles it. You're taking a leap with an assurance. You're coming back with a testimony. Every cobweb and every cloud that the enemy has conditioned and programmed for confusion over your soul, in the name of Jesus Christ, is cleared off. You will hear a word. It will resound in your spirit. And you will hear, this is the path to go. You will always know what to do, where to go, when to do it, when to go. In the mighty name of Jesus. Your days of doubt, your days of perplexity, your days of depression and confusion are over. If you're receiving it, say, I have clarity. Say, I journey with clarity. Say, I journey with clear direction. Say, I know the voice of the Lord. I hear the voice of the Lord. I am led of the Spirit of the Lord. I have the light of His knowledge. I have the light of His glory. I function by the wisdom of God. I'm always in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing, meeting the right people. Say, my steps are ordered by the Lord. I do not walk in darkness. I have an announcement. There is no devil, no unclean spirit, no foul spirit. There is no principle of darkness that can survive tonight. The highways are open. Angels are all around doing the biddings of God's word. Somebody say, the power of God is present. Come on, shout it again. The power of God is present. Shout it again. Say, the power of God is present. And the power, get me back to my scriptures first. And the power of God was present to heal them. Oh, I've heard again. I speak as I hear. Hear me, and I speak in the name of the Lord. The things God is doing tonight won't just enrich you and bring you joy. The Lord said, I'm doing miracles in the order of signs and wonders. The things that God is doing in our lives tonight will be a sign. There are people that say that the Bible was written by white men to enslave Africans. Ignorance is bad. And when people have never studied, the Bible says, study to show yourself. And people who have never made research, they just listen to people utter ignorance. And you know, the way the algorithm of social media is programmed now, is that once you start listening to one person and they notice interest, they now start bringing you the fellowship of foolish people that speak in the same line. Some people have never even studied ordinary history. I'm not even talking about studying the Bible. It's ordinary history to know when Jesus came, who Jesus is. The authors of the Bible, they don't even know. They don't even know when were these books written, because they are historical facts. These things are not just fiction. They are historical what? Facts. Proven. They've not even known that the people who wrote the Bible are not Europeans. They don't even know that Jesus, by definition of his history and the region he came from, was more of a black man than a white man. That Jesus was not a white man. That a Jew is not a white man. They don't even know that Christianity was already in Africa before it existed in Europe. That people were already reading the Bible in Africa. Do you know what it means for about 40 authors to write a book? Over the span of 1,500 years. Many of them never met each other over a span. And there was no social media, no technology. What they had were things written on scrolls, parchments of papers, and that's all. That's all. And that book is speaking about one person alone. Doesn't contradict itself. Many of them living miles apart, never met each other for 1,500 years. Only God could have uttered that. And for over 2,000 years, different governments and different powers have thrown everything to put out the light, to burn the book, to ban the book, to do whatever. And the more you do it, the more it rises. Is that normal? Is that normal? Every other man made religion made reference to the same person, Jesus. Tried a way to just say he was a good teacher, he's a prophet, he was one of the... All of them accept he was born of a virgin, all of them. All of them know Because he is not just fiction. He is real. Facts. Archaeologists have found different things to prove that these things are facts. Everybody else, he said he is one of. Only him say, I'm not one of. I am the way. He made mention of nobody else. He said every other one is fake. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Is him that still lives till today. Today we are celebrating the great sacrifice that began this all. That he hung on a Calvary tree, became sin, and bore upon him the sin of all mankind. And the cause of every disobedience, transgression, and iniquity of men was laid upon him. And he died our death, received our judgment, so we can have his life and we can have his blessing. That's what we are celebrating today. When we bless the communion, that's what we are celebrating today. That's what it's all about. We are standing today to boldly call God Father. Lift your hands. Close your eyes. God is not a man. In your heart of heart, imagine him and call him Father. Say, Father, I bless you. Say, Father, I praise you. What made us, you and I, like this? To have the audacity to call him Father. Because this Son of God made the sacrifice for us. Today, heaven is open to us. And heaven is open over us. Monkey banana for a man to look at the devil. I say, in I cast you out. Where did we get the authority from? When I say deaf ears open, who does the miracle? What did I do? Did I take anything into the person's ear? So hear me. Many men may have philosophies. Many men may have arguments. But an undeniable miracle is the end of every argument. I said there are some miracles that they can say they planned it. But I said an undeniable. If you came here a skeptic, you don't believe in miracles, you're welcome. Because one will happen for you today. What is that? There are many people that are talking about Jesus, arguing about Jesus, arguing about the Bible, arguing about. What God is doing today is that he's ending the argument with the miracles he's bestowing upon your life. Your testimony is a sign to those who don't know God that Jesus is alive. That Jesus is Lord. Onye nekwero gekwe. When they hear your testimony, when they see your testimony, when they meet your testimony, somebody is living here with undeniable evidence. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and declare Jesus Christ is Lord over my life. Over my family, over this city, over this nation, Jesus Christ is Lord.
believe that, shout your loudest amen. Shout your loudest amen.
If you argue about what is written, argue about what is written, God will present you, Pastor David, living epistle read by all men. You see me, you see God. They can only confuse you with argument when even you are confused about the God you believe. But when you have a first-hand encounter, somebody say witness. And you shall be what? Witnesses. Not noisemakers. Witnesses. 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 Jesus is alive. Look at me. Jesus is alive. See my testimony. Jesus is alive. This is the man I used to be. Can God turn a man a new leaf? Can another man ordinarily turn a new leaf without God's power? Look at my life. Before you sit down, go to 8 persons, shake their hands, 8 the number of new beginning, and say, look at my life. I'm a living epistle of the goodness of God. Wherever you are, praise the Lord. Sit down. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Verse 18. Then behold, men brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed, whom they sought to bring in and lay before Jesus. Verse 19. And when they could not find how they might bring him in, because of the crowd, they went up on the housetop, the rooftop, opened the roof, tied him with rope on the bed he was laying, paralyzed man, and let him down with his bed through the tiling into the midst before Jesus. I want you to pay attention now. Please pay attention. The power of God is present, but power can be dormant and power can be dynamic. Power can be static and power can be kinetic. Dormant power does not produce any change. Static power does not produce any result. Power has to become kinetic and dynamic to work any change. Spirit of the Lord, thank you. Just take this illustration. It doesn't explain it all, but it's just, it's a weak illustration, but it can communicate it a little. That you come into a place and they release gas in the atmosphere in that place. That gas that is inside that place cannot cause any fire by itself and on its own. I want you to listen, pay attention. Somebody can come and I smell gas. Nothing will go wrong. And I'm talking about, I'm not talking of all kinds of gas. So I say it's a weak, because there are some kind of gas, the laughing gas, and whatever that will cause people to start laughing immediately, and other kind of gas that are poisonous, and all those things. Let me use cooking gas. Until someone strikes a match. Somebody is about to strike a match, and they shout, "Hey, hey!" There'll be no explosion until something else acts on that gas. The power of God is present, but that doesn't mean anything will happen until something else is like that match. That once you strike it, there's going to be an explosion. That's what these guys were doing. The power of God was present. But how many people actually got healed? We were not told in this. I believe that everything that the scripture lets us know is very vital and strategic. There is nothing that is necessary for us to know that God leaves out. There is something God is showing here. That while the power of God was present, there may be other people who will be there. And that's why he showed us that there were Pharisees and Sadducees. You know them now. Very far to see and too sad to see. Always, there are more of inspectors than receivers. That's wrong. That's not right. You didn't say it right. This is not Jesus. This is not. They're always inspecting, always correcting, always quarreling, always resisting rather than receiving. They pride themselves in what they know as the teachers of others. And it's happening till today. Religious people, and that's why after a while in their journey with God, if you want to see the most bitter people and the most wicked people on earth, religious people. Because they have all the forms. They are busy telling everybody what to do. Correcting everybody. Teaching everybody. Arguing with what is right and what is wrong. But the one thing that is not happening, they are not seeing grace. They are not receiving. And the ones they now see as these ones don't know God. These ones are not spiritual, are now the ones receiving. So it gets them more angry. It's not by money. It's not by money. Shut up. Don't you want money? You know, the reason they are criticizing is that it's not them that now has the money. The ones they feel like they are not the ones that are genuine. Because they are busy inspecting instead of receiving. They are busy prognosing into everybody's ministry, everybody's life, everybody's affair. They are the assistant Holy Spirit. In fact, the Lord has a book of life. God has a book of life. They have their own book of life. They have another book that will determine who goes to heaven and who does not go to heaven. And after doing all that, they still find that they are left out. After all the argument, the people they are looking down on are the ones receiving mercy. The woman they caught in adultery, and adultery is wrong. Fornication is wrong. God has never condoned sin. God will never excuse sin. Sin is still destructive to every human being. But God loves the sinner, and that's why he made a provision. That's why he died, because the sinner could not save himself. So the person that they are hating and they want to stone is busy receiving grace. Go, woman, and sin no more. I also have not condemned you. That one will rise up to become an evangelist. That one will rise up to become a mighty woman in God's house. While the people that are condemning her and stoning her and holding on to her past and always want to gossip with her past are stuck in life. And after a while, such people become bitter. They feel cheated out of this thing. Let me tell you my secret. Or one of my secrets. I have some secrets, but I tell you one. I'm first a radical receiver before I'm a pastor. Kai, if I ever get a revelation by the Spirit in the world about what God is offering me by grace, everything in me opens up. Kai, I don't even try to find out if there is a condition to receive it. I can find out later. I start receiving it immediately. Nothing disqualifies me. I say nothing disqualifies me. If God is gracious enough, merciful enough to offer it by grace, I am foolish enough to collect it exactly by grace. We can talk about changing later. We can talk about growing later. We can talk about seven keys later. But I'm taking hold of what belongs to me. If you're not a receiver, life will be very hard for you. The power of God was present to heal, but there was a group of men who were not there to catch Jesus say the wrong thing, who were not there to inspect everybody in that place, whether they are well dressed or not. There were this set of people who were not there to know whether this is right or wrong. All they had in their heart is, how can we get this man who's been paralyzed in the presence of Jesus? How can we bring this problem? How can we bring this issue? How can we bring this pain? How can we bring this weakness? How can we bring this torment? How can we bring this affliction before Jesus? Because we know if we will bring it before his presence, we know. Somebody shall faith. That's it. Verse 20. Hold your neighbor. Read the first five words. Count five and stop at five. And read it to your neighbor. Everywhere you are, shout loud. One to go. You see those who used to fail exam? Are you seeing those who used to fail exam? Read it to your neighbor again. Who is the he there? So this time around, replace it with Jesus. Shout loud. One, two, go. One more time. Tell your neighbor, faith is not imagined. Faith is not just what you contemplate. Faith is not something you just keep in your mind. Say faith. Faith makes you open your mouth and say what you need to say. Makes you move. Take some action because you believe. Everything you believe affects what you say. Everything you believe determines how you behave. Everything you believe affects what you say. Everything you believe determines how you behave. If you know that today is your day of salvation, your attitude will be showing it. If you know that today it's your day of breakthrough, your attitude will be showing it. If you know that today is your day of your miracle, you won't just see it. You know, when I said they should change someone in front, and that's important for ministers, and for, I know sometimes we want to be very considerate, we want to be very cautious and very polite to people, but Never be polite to anything the enemy can use to affect the flow and the stirring of the anointing on your life. There are people that should never sit in front in the ministers. If you know you don't praise when they praise, don't sit in front. If you know you don't respond when a minister is ministering, don't sit where? If you know when everybody is standing up in the church, you're the kind of person that likes to sit down and press your phone, don't sit. If you sit in front, we will politely in any way relocate you. But you will be relocated for the sake of that service. You know those that they only know they have to sort. They only know they have to use expo in the exam. You know where they used to sit in the class, right? And you know when they used to come to class. You can tell when a man's life won't change, no matter what he does in the church. If he likes, let him be a pastor. He likes the back. Not because he came late. He just likes the back. He wants to be disconnected. And those of you sitting at the back, it's not a problem if you just came late, okay? I'm just telling you something. He wants a place where he can be pressing his phone, where he will not be part and parcel. He likes to stay out. The back is not just because in a very large church like this, there are people outside, there are people different things. So even if you come a few minutes, unless you come fast very early, and for midweeks there may be certain things that will make you not be early. Praise the Lord. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is the attitude. He likes to stay in the technical bus. Not because he's doing anything. Even the day he's not, he's there. You know why? Because when they call offering, he doesn't give offering. I said it. He's always going out to make calls. He's always, the attitude shows you. It's an attitude. There is a disconnection. But when you see someone that's about to get a miracle, Apostle Paul was preaching. And as he was preaching, he saw a man that was lame, crippled from his mother's womb, never walked in his life. The Bible said, and he looked into his eyes. It's in the eyes. Somebody say it's in the eyes. You can see when faith starts walking. If you were slouching and your head were like this, you sit up. Something. You notice you are at the edge of your seat. It is as if you are about to get something. You are ready for something. Everything within you. When he looked in his eyes, he didn't pray. Because once faith is at work, you don't need to pray. Once faith is at work, you don't need to pray. You know why? Because where there is gas, once faith is at work, there is a match. There is going to be an explosion. All you need to do is give the instruction. Help the person to get there. Help the person to get there. He said, he looked at him, noticing that he has faith to be healed. He already has faith to be. That guy knew, today is my day. While Apostle Paul was talking, he saw himself dancing. He saw himself running. He saw himself. He was just waiting for the moment. And Apostle Paul saw it. He said, young man, rise up. And the Bible said he leaped. He was leaped. If his faith was not ready, if Apostle Saul say, rise up, he would start saying, how? How? That guy was ready. Who is ready tonight? But those of you on the gallery, but those of you outside, wherever you are, whatever overflow, are you feeling like you are not part of what is happening because you're far off? This guy and his friends didn't allow the crowd and the overflow to stop them. Wherever I'm going to get in the presence of Jesus today, you don't need to be on this altar to be in his presence. Jesus Christ is a living spirit. He's right here. He's right here. Where two or three are gathered, and we are more than two or three, my spirit is in their midst. Wherever you're watching from, the very presence of God is faith.
When I was meditating on this, the Spirit of the Lord told me to write this down. And maybe I'm going to help you to write it down. How far are you ready to go with your faith to receive your desired miracles? How far? There are certain people that while they are praying, they hear the Holy Spirit say, son, daughter, stay a little more. Give me 30 minutes more. Maybe it doesn't even tell you time, but just stay a little more. Pray more. And the flesh, you know, that disposition of the mind that does not like to do the will of God, wants to wrap up and go and do other things. The Lord will say, just stay a little more. Stay a little more. Stay a little more. And you see them wrap up. They are not ready to go that far. And the same persons that are not ready to go that far, I want you to listen to what I'm about to say. The same persons that are not ready to go that far are the same set of persons that are ready to go far. Carnally, they can sit down in an office and wait for a man for 5 hours because the man promised he can help them. And the man will come out and say, I'm sorry, I won't be able to help you today. I can't see you today. Can you come tomorrow? They'll come again. They can go after a man for one full month, but 2 hours worship is too much for them. How far they can go in the flesh? Some time ago, I had a young man that the wife was dying. And normally they will call me on phone and I'll pray for them. But the instruction of the Spirit for that particular day was bring her to me. That's what the Lord inspired. That was the unction I received. Bring her to me. And the young man said, Pastor, you know, the place is far now. And the moment he said the place is far, I moved into intercession for him because I knew the wife was going to die. I just knew. An act of courtesy, I learned it from Kenneth Hagin. Act of courtesy. Act of courtesy. I said a prayer, and that prayer was, I could as well just say, twinkling, twinkling, little star, how I wonder what you are. That prayer moved nothing. In fact, let me give you a secret. When we begin to say, may the will of the Lord be done, it means there is something we've heard we don't want to tell you. I began to intercede. And then I asked him a question. Just to give him a way of escape, to repent and return to faith. I said, how many hospitals have you carried her to? And what's the distance of the hospitals? You've been carrying her from one hospital to another. You've traveled out of your city to take her to different hospitals. They said there is a specialist there you took her. You were the one who called me. You believe the anointing of God is on my life. The instruction was, bring her to me. That's how Naaman, the captain of the army of Syria, could have missed. In his mind, the man of God should come out and lay hands on him and do different things. But the man of God sat and sent a message. Go to Jordan and dip yourself 7 times. How far are you ready to go? How far are you ready to go? To what extent are you ready to go? Interceding for him and started praying for restoration because I knew the wife was going to die.
wouldn't take no for an answer.
The day your faith says, my miracle is today, it won't be tomorrow, it will be today. You know when you get there. By the grace, by the grace of the Almighty God, may the Spirit of the Lord stir up your faith to take delivery of what belongs to you tonight. I want to start closing up because there is a sense of urgency now in my spirit. When he saw their faith, he said to him, man, your sins are forgiven you. How many of you believe? And when I ask this question, raise your hands. How many of you believe that Jesus Christ died, shed his blood, what we are celebrating today, to save man from his sin? How many of you believe? How many of you believe that he shed his blood to redeem us and for we to receive the forgiveness of sins? How many of you believe? How many of you believe that that sacrifice has brought us eternal salvation? Do you believe? Say, I believe. That Jesus Christ died for my sins. That he was buried. And on the third day, he was raised from the dead. That I may have a new life. And as I have received Jesus Christ, I receive this new life. If you believe that, shout your loudest, amen. So, look at the grace given to this man. Somebody say, your sins are forgiven. Now, hear me. What was the man looking for? Healing from his paralysis. And whatever must have caused the paralysis, the sickness that caused it. What did Jesus address? Sin. You are getting it now. So follow me. We are going somewhere. We are going to sin. Verse 21. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason. You see them? Calculators. You see, the power of God was present. There are many of them there that would have been sick in their body. And you know, most of them could have been middle-aged elderly people. Natural old age sickness would have been hitting them. Instead of them to watch, now them leave their houses. Oh. They came from different places. Oh. Different cities and towns. Fill the seat everywhere that even the people we really need couldn't enter. They don't want to enter. They don't want others to enter. They began to reason, saying, who is this man who speaks blasphemy? Didn't I tell you? They are worship inspectors. They are the one. What they are there to know is who is speaking blasphemy or not. Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? Verse 22. Hey, who is that person? When the kind of migraine that attacks you is as if there is heavy load and block on your head. That thing, a demon has caused it. At the count of three, whoever that person is, shout your loudest hallelujah. That's how you receive it. One, two, three. Stop. I didn't say everybody. I'll say it because everybody, whoever that person is, like a heavy block, a heavy block, a heavy block, as if there is a load. It's not just that it's pounding, it's as if there is a load in your head. When I count three again, you shout your loudest hallelujah. One, two, three, shout. You're free. But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he knew their hearts. He answered and said to them, why are you reasoning in your hearts? Verse 23. Which is easier to say? Your sins are forgiven you. Or to say, rise up and walk. Which is easier? That's why many Christians, it is easier for them to believe that Jesus Christ through his blood washes away their sins. But it's not easier for them to believe that there was stripes on his back that made the blood flow. That stripes is for their healing. The same sacrifice that brought forgiveness is the same sacrifice that brought healing. The same grace that offers forgiveness of sins is the same grace that offers divine healing, offers miracles of all sorts. Offers. Verse 24, stand on your feet now. Somebody pray in the spirit. There's an urgency. There's an urgency. Pray in the spirit. There's an urgency. Pray in the spirit. There's an urgency of the spirit. The power of God, the power of God is present. Wait. Anything that is tempting you to go outside now is the devil you should resist. Until we share the grace, listen, how far are you ready to go? You and I know, I used to say this when we have crusades like this and we have programs like this. I used to say, many of us, many times on our own, we can stay up to 9 o'clock outside. More than 9 o'clock outside. We may not do it every day, but there are days that it happens that way. Why is it that it's the day appointed of the Lord? The day God has ordained a miracle with your name on it. That you now begin to say, I don't like going home in the night. And yet, there are many ordinary other days that you went home in the night. And there are other things that may have happened and you went home in the night. It may not be your custom. Some people is even their custom, but some people is not their custom. So you must resist the devil. If you see where the devil fights, how far? If God said, tarry with me 1 more hour, and the next 70 years of your life will be rewritten. Just tarry with me 1 more hour. How far are you ready to go? And it's not just about your life, because the blessing of the Lord comes in measure. You will not have room enough to contain. So the blessing of the Lord is transgenerational. Your lifetime is not enough to exhaust God's blessing. Your children collect it. Your children's children inherit it. Things will be happening in your lineage because of what you have received of God. This thing, your lifetime is too short. Too small, sorry, not too short. Too small for it. Lift your hands. Declare with me. We long life. God satisfies me. How many of you have heard people say life is too short? Don't say that with them. It's not just number. Jesus lived for 33 and a half years. It's not just number. Have we finished exhausting what his life brought? My life long ago. I'm not a mere man. There are people that have 100 short life. 100 years but short life. Their life is like a flash across. So when they are gone, they are easily forgot. But the memory of the righteous is blessed. Like a rosa, lift your hands everywhere again. Whoever you are, that you've been appointed to death, today as you declare it, I cancel that appointment to death. This earth will not receive our body before time. This earth will not receive our body before time. It will be exactly as God ordained it. The length of our days, God fulfills. Every appointment, judgment to death is canceled in the name of Jesus. Jesus, if he wanted, would have lived for 200 years doing good before he will go to the cross. But he chose 33 years, the peak of the prime, because that's part of the sacrifice, that he will die in his prime so you and I can enjoy the blessing of old age. It's part of it. I speak today with long life. The Lord satisfies us in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and say, with long life. The Lord satisfies me. He fulfills the length of my days. Put the seal, say, in the name of Jesus. Let me hear an audacious amen. Let them go right now in the name of Jesus. By the finger of God, I command you, let them go. Let their families go. Let their families go right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. So today, while we celebrate the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, we're celebrating because that's the root of our eternal life. That's where our redemption and our justification began. That's what purchased our righteousness. That's what placed the blessing on our heads, delivered us from all and every curse. So when you heard him say, "It is finished," it was not an utterance of tiredness. It was an utterance of victory. I've gotten it. It's done. We won.
We won.
Hold that neighbor. Verse 24. Read to that neighbor. 1, 2, go. But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. He said to the man who was paralyzed, I say to you, arise, take your bed and go to your house. Is your faith ready? Are you still waiting for my prayer? Is your faith ready? It's already happening. Is your faith ready? In the name of Jesus, arise! Take your miracles! Take your healing! Take your deliverance! Take your restoration! Take your lifting. Take your open doors. Take your promotion. Take your favors. Take your miracle children. Take your miracle marriage. Take it now. Take your ministry. Arise. Arise. Miracles everywhere. Hey, 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 hey. Deaf ears open. Deaf ears open. Deaf ears open. Blind eyes see. Blind eyes see. Listen. There is healing for everyone who had issues with their brains, who had issues with their nervous systems. Be healed. Take your healing. The shaking will be no more. Verse 25. There is an urgency. Somebody say immediately. When you take it, you won't be waiting for us. You'll be checking your body already. You'll be doing what you couldn't do before already. You'll be jumping and running and shouting. Immediately, he what? Did you notice that when faith is at work? Yeah, what I heard Archbishop Benson Idahosa of blessed memory say, he said, when your faith says yes, God cannot say no. Your faith is like a match. That's where the explosion. You strike the match, the presence of the Lord, that gas is already present. There will be an explosion. I don't hear. The Lord say that all of you standing in for your children, standing in for your parents, standing in for your siblings, standing in for your friends who could not make it here today. Some of them are here today. Some of them are live online. The Lord said, I should tell you, when we finish, go and call them. Hear me. nothing is stopping our miracles today. I dare to say, everyone believing God for a miracle, oh, you are receiving it tonight. Oh, hear me, not one will be left out. What is happening tonight, I'm telling you. You don't, nothing is wrong with you. Even if you're not believing, our faith will carry you. Hear me. All is healed. Everyone is healed. All are 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 healed. You that you're a pastor, you that you're a church worker, always taking other people's testimony, you are healed. Somebody shout, immediately. Tonight's package is instant miracle. There are other miracles that will come forth from what is happening here. But for the one you came here tonight, is instant miracle. Somebody shout, immediately. Oh, my evidence is here. My testimony is here. Someone shout, immediately. He rose up before them. Took what? Whatever had tied you to the ground, made you stagnant, made you not move. Some of you, it's been about your mind. Some of you, it's been about your family. It's been every time you want to make progress, the enemy comes through that place as if your energy, your momentum begins to fade. Whatever you've been lying on, he parted tonight. Faith instruction, faith response, exactly as instructed. He didn't just rise and go. The instruction is take your mat, and he took the mat, and he what? Hear me. The things that mocked you, mocked your faith, mocked your prayers, mocked your fasting, mocked your service in God, mocked your trust in God. Some have even said they go to church now. You think it's by church. The things that mocked you and people used to mock you will now enter the museum of your great testimonies. Imagine walking into the man's house and seeing the mat somewhere in the sitting room, and it is there. They framed the mat. He said, this is the mat I used to lie on. This is my evidence that Jesus is alive. This is the mat I used to lie on. This is my evidence that Jesus is alive. Today, God is giving you your own evidence. I said, take it in Jesus' name. If you're not used to loud church, I'm sorry. Don't get uncomfortable. The reason is so loud tonight, and I'm telling you what I'm hearing, I'm not speaking like an ordinary man, is because the Bible says, the Lord is telling me, sorry, the Lord is telling me, the miracle go loud. Verse 26. Hold that one neighbor. Call him by his or her name. Do you know that neighbor's name? Call him by his or her name. Read one today. And how many? Both those who were expecting the miracle, both those who were skeptical, both those who came to inspect, both those who say what blasphemy, both those who were arguing, I say today every argument will end. Every argument is ending. And they were all what? And they and we are filled with saying, hear me. Today you are seeing strange things today. The mighty acts of God, the strange acts of God. You are seeing miracles like you've never seen before. It's already happening. It has already happened. In the name of Jesus. Quiet now. There are certain dimensions that the Lord wants me to minister with you. We are standing, close your eyes, on holy ground.
And I know that there are angels.
Lift those hands
on holy ground. And I know that there are angels all around.
Fix your eyes on Him alone. If you can,
oh, the blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus, it washes white as snow.
There is power, there is power, there is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power,
there is power, there.
walking power. There is power. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Saving power. Blood of Jesus, healing power, there is power, there is power in the blood of Jesus, the living power, there is power, hey, there is power in the blood of Jesus, protecting power, there is power, there is power in the blood of Jesus, preserving power, there is power, there is power in the blood of Jesus, perfecting power, there is
power, there is power, there is power in the blood of Jesus.
Wherever you have already received your miracle, place your hands there. If you are still standing in faith for your own manifestation, place your hands there. For we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the words, the professions of our testimony. You foul spirits of infirmity, you devils of hell, of pain, of afflictions, of torment, you spirits of depression, of frustration, especially you ones that have been hiding, that when you come into this kind of atmosphere, you become silent and use deceitful spirit and make the person feel like the person is healed. After some days, you return. I am addressing you. You chameleon spirit. You creeping things. You familiar spirits. I'm addressing you now. I adjure you by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, take your filthy hands, pack your bags and your baggages, pack everything you came with and you introduced into those bodies and into those minds. I said, take everything in the name of Jesus. Come out. You heard me right. Out. Help them all.
Eyes out!
And return no more. You have vowed you will destroy that life. You are a liar. And you're the father of all lies and all liars. In the name of Jesus, who says a thing and it comes to pass when the Lord has not said it, I stand under this unction and I decree the decree of the Lord. For I know the plans I have for you, the plans of good and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope, to bring you an expected end. So devil, hear that decree. Come out! Let go of that destiny now!
Oppress them no more. Torment them no more. Afflict them no more. Lift your hands.
Oh, place your hands there. Don't leave your hands first. Place your hands there, please. Place your hands.
You're asking me? Go now to the uninhabited dry places of the earth. Go to the depths of the deep. And I command you, return no more!
Forget their houses. Forget their businesses. Forget their territories and their properties. Get out now.
Every planting that is not of the Lord, tonight I uproot in the name of Jesus. Place your hands. Now I declare you healed. Be healed. Be made every bit whole. In the name of Jesus. Receive your miracles. Receive your healing. Receive your laughter. In the name of Jesus. Receive your children. Receive life.
Every heart condition is being healed. Asthma, ulcer are gone. Blood diseases are already cleansed. The Lord said, I should tell you, that shaking will not come back anymore. Every tremor is healed.
Growth disappear. Go in the name of Jesus. Every manner of pain, every manner of arthritis, be healed. Be healed in your liver. Be healed in your lungs. Be healed in your kidneys. Be healed in your heart. Be healed.
Pancreas, there is a healing happening there in your pancreas. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Be healed in your hormones.
Blood pressure normalized. Deaf spirits are gone. Every eye issue is corrected. In the name of Jesus Christ, every incessant weakness, chronic weakness is healed. Your strength is renewed. You are revitalized in the name of Jesus. The Lord gave me a scripture for you today, for us, and I'm going to declare it. And once I declare it, I'm going to step off the stage. You know what I do when I step off the stage? I don't want your eyes on me anymore. At that moment, you will take 60 seconds and you will praise as if your whole destiny depends on it, because it does. Don't just shout for shouting's sake. This is not excitement. This is an offering of praise to God. Lift your hands. Everything that stands as an enemy of God, an enemy of his pronouncement and prophecy over our lives and destiny, an enemy against his gospel and against his church, an enemy against the prosperity of your life and your family, is about to be judged. I am not addressing human beings. If any human being enters in the line of fire, that is his business. I'm addressing whatever God has asked me to address. Now, put your two hands on your head. Maikahata. Begin to call out your name and the name of your father's and your mother's house before the Lord. Begin to declare, you are our covering. You are our shelter. Begin to call out the name of the church God has planted you in. The ministry God has given you in that church, call it out. Begin to declare, you are my shield, my exceeding great reward. Place your two hands on your head. Don't be lazy. Now, keep those hands and keep those hands on your head as I speak. Today, I bring the judgment of the Lord in righteousness and execute that judgment in the name of Jesus. Everything that has been an enemy or will stand or be formed, every gang up against the pronouncement of God over your life and my life, over your destiny and my destiny, over your ministry and my ministry, over what God has ordained and what has been written, over anything that stands as an enemy against what God has given and pronounced over you, today I decree, the Lord my God is taking from them the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness. The voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride shall never again be heard. The sound of millstones and the light of their lamp is now ceased. They now cease in Jesus' name. They have ceased in Jesus' name. In their land, hear me, there shall be desolation. Whatever was their strength becomes their shame. Everything about them, God is making into an utter desolation. An astonishment in the name of Jesus.
where they reigned and where they boasted against the living God and against his counsel, they now become slaves. In the name of Jesus, no weapon fashioned against you and I shall prosper. Every tongue risen against us in judgment today, I condemn. Sons and daughters, brothers and sisters, men and brethren, it is time. Give God a mighty praise.
Listen, how many of you here already have your evidence? Have you checked your body?
you know, there are so many other miracles happening already. But you know, one thing with healing is that physically you can see it now. There are some open doors that have happened. That is, by the time you get to the office tomorrow, you see it. There are some things that have been signed that maybe by the end of the month, that's when they are sending you the email. But the thing is already signed. Approved. But you know, with healing, you can see it now. So listen, those of you, now hear what I'm about to say. You have checked yourself, you have looked, and you have the evidence. You know you are healed. When I ask you, you wave your hands and I want to see you. Wave your hands and let me see you. Those of you that are here, wave it. Wave it. Wave it. Wave it, let me see. Are you waving it well? Are you waving it? Are you sure? I told you tonight is impossible. I say it's impossible. I say it's impossible. Okay. Those of you that are healed, I'll give you this instruction. If you are sitting from this half, when we begin to sing, only you can do, dance out to the front here. Those of you that are from here, dance out. If you are the gallery, don't let them stop you. Run down. You're on the overflow, run down. Come to the front. And come and dance to the Lord when we begin to sing. Come on, let's do that fast. Start coming out. Start coming out.
What no man can do.
Don't hold back. That's the instruction.
What no man can do.
What no man can do.
Hey! Only you can
wait, do. Wait. Remember your faith. If there is an instruction, respond to the instruction. Don't say, I am shy, you. I don't want to come out. Was Jesus shy when he was healing you? Respond by faith. So if you know you're healed, don't stay down there and say, I know, I really thank God. I just want to keep this to myself. Come on, let's praise him. Dance and praise the Lord.
Only you can do, hey, what no man can do, Jehovah.
Only you can do what no man can do.